you might never get that time again. So you
Yeah.
have this time now in high school and in university that you can use wisely, as we've just mentioned. And you might think, no, I just want to enjoy my youth. I just want to enjoy my youth, which is cool. But you might not get that same amount of time again.
Hello and welcome back to BTY. My name is Daniel Hammond and I'm joined by my good friend Michael Janse van Rensburg. And today we're hopping into quite an interesting conversation, which is why you should treat school as a side hustle. So, Michael, just to explain to everyone what this is, because it might not sound familiar or it could be a total strange idea to our listeners today, tell us why you came up with this idea and how you got about it, actually, man.
Sure, man. Let me do exactly that. So, it's been an interesting time recently, just coming out of university and school. Obviously, this is a platform and a community for young people. So, if you are listening to this or watching this, perhaps you might be, busy with school yourself, or maybe you're out of school for a few years. But you, wherever you're at, you'll realize quickly that when you are in high school, you actually have a lot of time. As you get older and as you go past high school and you start to study and work, you realize, oh man, I had so much time back in high school. There was all those holidays that I had, and there was, only school was from around 8 o'clock to 3 o'clock, and then I was done. Then I had a little bit of homework, but I was able to, see my friends and do all these things. And then you start university and you're like, wow, I'm running out of time. And things start to look a bit tough. And then once you get through university, you'll start work, and then you'll look back on university with the same eyes, and you'll be like, wow, I had so much time back in university, man. So this is an interesting trip, and I was feeling this way the other day, having started working recently myself. I was just thinking, wow, what did I do with all that extra time I had in university? And maybe it's just us looking back with rose-colored glasses. But the reason that we wanted to actually hop into this video is that you should treat school as a side hustle. And like you say, man, that can sound very weird from the start off, but I'm very keen to hop into why that should be done. So Dan, let's say you are a young person and you have all this extra time. Let's not be dishonest and say that, school takes up none of your time and you can just coast through school. There's projects, there's exams that you have to study for, but you're in high school, man, and you've got all this extra time. What would you go back and use that time for?
So just to kind of give like a timeline or an age that I'd go back to. So if I was 16, looking back at how I treated that 10th grade, it's pretty funny because I was a student and I was studying for exams and all, but I actually spent like a limited amount of time on that. What I know I spent a lot of time on was athletics. Like I was always training for running after school at like I think 4, and then there was rugby as well that I did. But there was a lot of extra time coming from school. I would put my bag down and start playing Minecraft or Sims, like Sims 4 at that time, I think. So I would spend a lot of
Gaming,
time
man.
gaming, like extra
For sure.
3 hours. Yeah, gaming took a lot of time. And even when I came back from training, maybe I'd do homework if I had homework that day, or if I had a test the next day, I would study a bit that evening. Not even a lot, like I couldn't even get myself to study for 1 hour. Otherwise, I would be on my phone or I would be playing games. So if I go back, I would actually just, even if it's 2 hours, I would take that 2 hours to start reading and start trying to look into where I should go. But we don't think of that, like we have to enjoy our childhood. But honestly, I would have maybe even put more time into my studies and gotten better grades. I did pretty well, but yeah, looking at that, I would say, yeah, like spend more time reading, being more intentional about using my time productively, even if it was having a proper like gym schedule after school. And this is, it's pretty cool to see there's quite a bit of guys that are focusing more on gym and spending time in there. But we should remember that we shouldn't just look into that. We could even, like, I would even look into spending more time in my fudge business, because I did have like a fudge business where we're selling fudge to Puma service station. It was just like right there next to us. Maybe I should have like put more time in to make more batches and sold it to different people, because then I could have been further with that, like just the that business experience. But yeah, I'm pretty proud of 16-year-old Daniel. But yeah, there's more to what I'd ask you is, if you had spent more, let's say you spent more time reading back then, how do you think it would have been different right now? Would it have made like reading easier, or being productive easier, or even let's say being at the gym? Do you think you'd have more, like a better program and more progress
Yeah.
with your gymming as well?
Sure. Yeah, no, it's good, man. And I remember when I was in high school, I kind of knew these things, because I used to read a little bit and I used to gym a little bit, I would say, like as you mentioned, but most of my hours were spent probably gaming as well. There's probably hundreds of hours that I spent in, just playing different video games, watching TV series. I used to binge watch TV series, because like you say, when you came home from school, you did your little bit of work, then you had tons of time to use. And I would probably gym maybe like once a month, if I'm honest, like maybe once or twice a month, which is nowhere near enough. It wasn't like on a consistent enough basis to ever really see any results for me. And reading was almost the same. In fact, reading I probably did even slightly less, but I got through like maybe two or three books throughout my whole high school career. So yeah, if I had done both of those things, man, which are two things that I treasure and hold dear now, and we always saying on this channel how these are some things that you should look to implement, man. But yeah, I think if I'd done that, let me focus specifically on the gymming aspect for a second. As you've mentioned, man, I've actually seen quite a lot of young people starting to do this. So definitely want to commend young people for doing that. And if you are already, starting to get into the gym quite seriously while you're still in school, then props to you. Obviously not, you don't want to get involved too early, but if you're in high school, you can definitely start to work on your body, work on your physique, start to become more healthy, educate yourself. I think that's where I would have been a lot further along, man, because the gym, initially the first, year or two, you might not make as much progress. I know you get beginner gains, but you also kind of, you don't know what you're doing exactly. You're lifting the wrong type of weights. Maybe you aren't targeting the right muscle areas. I know in my first year of gym, I was doing very like high repetition, but I wasn't lifting that heavy. I was just going like high repetition, and it was making me strong, but I wasn't really seeing like a lot of results. I was trying to put on size, I was eating all this food to try and get bigger, but I wasn't doing the right type of exercise for that. If you're doing that, you actually want to be doing more compound lifts, heavier weights, less repetitions. So yeah, I think if I'd gotten into that properly while I was in high school and actually devoted more of my time to it, I'd be much further along in that knowledge. I would have already had that knowledge maybe 2 years ago when I started gymming very more consistently, when I was outside of school, now 18, 19. And you could be seeing a completely different Michael in front of you, who is maybe has shoulders that are 2 to 3 inches broader, and arms that are 2 to 3 inches thicker. So, what could have been, man? What could have been? But yeah, this is why we're making this video, that hopefully if you are, still in this situation, to just use, as Daniel said, I think it's so good, man, that like you don't want to miss out on your childhood and not see your friends and not have fun, just work yourself to the bone when you're 16. But you have enough time actually to be using it more wisely. And just to quickly answer on reading, man, I think it would have done just exactly the same. I think it would have just put me quite a bit ahead of where I am now, because there's all this knowledge that I've gained from the books that I've been reading. Even vocabulary, I feel more of an eloquent speaker now that I've been doing more reading. And I would be a lot further along in that process if I'd been doing that in high school. I'm doing it now, but I would just be so much further ahead if I'd started in that time, man. One thing that I quickly want to mention, man, is that you might never get that time again. So you have this time now in high school and in university that you can use wisely, as we've just mentioned. And you might think, no, I just want to enjoy my youth. I just want to enjoy my youth, which is cool. But you might not get that same amount of time again for quite a long time. If you start a 9 to 5, you'll quickly realize that it is completely different. You've got the commute in the morning with traffic. Daniel and I are going through it right now, and we can tell you it's not as easy or as fun as it sounds. And so yeah, I think that's just a call to take this quite seriously, is that you might not get this time again anytime soon. So yeah, definitely worth making use of. But then I just want to know if you know of any examples, perhaps, of people who have done this. Maybe even if it's like a celebrity or maybe someone that you know that got started really young. I know you and I, did a little bit of things, and that was really awesome to hear how you were doing some productive things even when you were still in high school. But do you know of anyone who did this to quite great effect and was able to get a head start in everyone else because of that?
So I'll use an example of some like there's these two guys that are really doing well now in their rugby careers. They are abroad currently, I think in Czech Republic, or I'm speaking under
Sure.
correction, but somewhere abroad. So they came from Rehoboth as well. Cornwall Drachunner and Rowan Jansen. So they're playing abroad now, and I know they used to put hours and hours into their rugby. They took it really seriously, and even extra, like after hours, I know that during holidays they would also put in more time in the gym, on their fitness, getting up their skills. 'Cause they like Conwell was a pretty good player from primary school, and in my opinion, like Rowan was good, but he was also a bit of an underdog. He's got that underdog arc where people, because he's built quite small, like he's not the average size rugby player, so he had to put in more work to be seen and noticed, and now he's really doing well. And so I saw them progressing, like playing under 18 national rugby team, under 20, and then they started playing first team like premier rugby in Namibia at the age of 19, 20, once they finished school. And like first team starting players for UNAM Rugby Club, and now they are currently like I said, playing abroad and just building up their careers, been in
Understand.
newspapers. So I must say they've really honed their skills when it came to putting in time with their rugby, and like that's their purpose. I would say that's what they love for, rugby, and maybe one day becoming like total professional rugby players. And I really hope the best for them. I'm proud of those guys. So that's two good examples I'll give.
Definitely, man.
And just to get into a bit of the financial side of things, I would say that also back to answer that question when we were 16, I would actually have saved a bit more, and because then I
That's a
could
good
have had
point.
a bigger lump sum of money currently like available. That investment could have grown, and I knew, like I think it was in grade 8, no, not grade 8, but grade 11, when I went to Windhoek High School. Somewhere in grade 11, I read Trevor Noah's book, Born a Crime, and I read Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And in Rich Dad, Poor Dad, that's actually how I got to choosing my career of going into property and real estate, because he's made himself a millionaire with that. As well as Donald Trump, he's also a good example of making money out of his property, estate, or empire, whatever you'd call it. So I would spend more money investing, because there's so many opportunities I see now, and things that I'd want to get into immediately, but I need that capital. And the compromise that I have to make now is I can probably get people to invest with me in these things, but then it means I compromise on the amount of profit share that I have. Had I saved and just put aside even $100, like 5 years down the line, that would have been quite a bit, especially if it was gaining interest, even during like even through the
Especially if
bank.
you
So
put it in crypto, man.
Yeah, and crypto as well. Like I've got a bit of money in there now, but imagine we started earlier when Bitcoin was worth one USD. And now, yeah, now it's so expensive. I think currently, as I read, like, or as I saw earlier, it was about 1 million Namibian dollars or South African rands.
Yep,
So
I
yeah,
think so.
that's something that I would definitely tell you to look into, like, right now and start this month, even if it's 20, like, dollars or whatever each month. You're still putting money away, even if it's 100, whatever you can afford, but just
So
doing
good,
it
man.
consistently. Yeah, so another question I would ask you is, looking at how you spent your time during university, like the amount of free time you had, would you then say you would have started, like, if you were in your first year, you'd have started a business then, just because of the amount of time you had then? And now, with like the 9 to 5, you want to start a business probably, or even grow BTY. We could have started BTY a bit earlier. So would you have like started with it now? And how do we catch up, us that have
Yes,
probably,
yes.
I don't want to say waste our teens or our study, like, school years, but now, like, what would we do now a bit differently to kind of catch up, or to do things differently, like a practical example.
Yeah, no, that's a good question, man, because you can only rue the past for so long. And at the same time, there's no time like the present. So I think what we can do to catch up, is just start using what little time you have now. So yeah, if you find yourself in a position right now where and this kind of situation we're in, man, where we have limited amounts of time just because we have full-time commitments that we are currently pursuing, I think you can't use that as an excuse, and you can't just look back on the past and be like, oh, I wish I had, because in the future you might look back on this time and be like, wow, I actually had more time back then, and I was talking about it so much, but I wasn't doing it. So I would say that's one thing that we can do, is just use the little time that we have now. And definitely, I think, if I could go back, BTY is something that I would have just put more and more time into building this community, and maybe just putting out more content for everyone who enjoys watching us on YouTube and anywhere else. I would have just put more time into that content. And again, I think the benefit that would have been is we would just be that further step along. Maybe we'd be, bigger as a channel, but not only that, we would
For
have
sure.
made the mistakes earlier on, we would have learned from those mistakes and made the improvements earlier on, and I think that's what would make the huge difference, man. So yeah, I think my final piece of advice is just to don't use that as an excuse, and don't look back on the past and beat yourself up too much, perhaps if you're already past this stage, but instead just use the little time that you have now. And it's never too late, man. It's never too late because,
Never.
yeah, many people have made huge successes of themselves even when they were, in their late 40s. They started a business. Maybe they were stuck at a 9-to-5 job they didn't enjoy their whole lives, and then they only started something so much later on in life. So you could be, too far gone in your mind. But if you don't make excuses and you put in the work now, then you'll never be too far gone. So start putting in that work, whatever it was that you were wanting to do in high school, whether it was gymming, reading, starting a business, whether it was starting a YouTube channel, as we've recommended before, whether it was, just upskilling yourself and doing short courses, whatever it is, get started with it. And we hope that you do take this advice on. We hope that it's been valuable for you and that you enjoyed listening to this conversation between Daniel and I. We always enjoy just having conversations, and so that's why we decided to start filming some of them in the hopes that you guys might enjoy it as well. But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening, and thank you for taking the time out of your day. If you've made it this far, please do consider subscribing and hitting the like on this video, and that's going to help us just to reach a few more people. And please share this video as well with anyone else that you might think it would benefit from it. But anyways, that is it from us. Sending much love from Better Than Yesterday.